you say here before you, I've not always been. I once was so broken and battered by sin. The story that I'll tell you, it's such a marvelous thing. How love brought together a beggar and a king. I traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing and he gave me everything. Oh, he found a beggar and I found a king. You say it's just so hard for you to believe, and all I can tell you that I agree. Of all the love stories this world has ever seen, there will never be a greater than how Jesus loved me. I traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing, he gave me everything. Oh, he found a beggar and I found a king. And surely the Lord is our king today, and he is our rock in this weary land. He's our shielder as we travel along here, as we feel our weakness in life. We know we have a greater and a higher power that is able to keep you and deliver you out of the bondage of sin and bring you unto his marvelous light, to behold his ways, which far above our ways is the heavens and the earth. To know God this morning is eternal life. And I'm glad, I'm like Brother Lonnie, I'm glad that I found that eternal life one night at 1975, just before the midnight hour, right back here in the house. I'm glad, brethren, the day that I felt the moving of the power of the Almighty God that built a fire in my soul that has never went out. I'm glad the day that my words can, my mouth can be a witness for him. Because he found me in that waste howling wilderness. He picked me up out of the mire and the clay. I set him upon the rock of eternal ages. I put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name, Brother Lonnie. Let me praise him this morning. While I got breath, brethren, and sisters. Let my voice be lifted up to the mountain of the Lord. For I believe and I know in whom I believe today. And I know, brethren, he is on the throne today. All power and authority being made subject unto him. And offer him. And he stands with outstretched arms. And what's he doing? He's a begging unto them, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, take my yoke upon ye and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and ye shall find rest for your soul this morning. In this world below, there is no rest. There's just trials and tribulation. There's pain and suffering. There's troubles in people's lives. And we look out into the world. We see them talking about building bombs to kill people and destroy lives every which way you go. We're living in perilous times, people. But listen, if you know the Lord today, we have a safe, we have a safe place, brother, to hide. For he said in that day that the Lord shall rise with healing in his wing. And when you receive that eternal life, you see, you receive the sheltering of the Son of God. When he rises up early in the morning. Brethren, put your trust in the Lord, and he'll deliver you out of all your troubles. I think this morning, brethren, the day how the Lord has delivered down through the ages of time, brung the children of Israel out of the land of bondage. For 400 years they cried and they pleaded and waited, wondering how long, O Lord, will it's going to be till we can get out of and under the taskmasters, out and under the bondage of Pharaoh. I wonder, oh God, how long, oh Lord, how long do I have to stay here and live in this world of trouble, where I see the sickness of my loved ones? And Arnold, I think so much of you, brother, of your pain and your suffering. But someday we're not going to have no more pain. I believe in a God, brethren, who's going to deliver us just like he did the children of Israel. He's going to send Jesus Christ back, brethren, as he sent Moses with a staff in his hand when he raised the cross to Red Sea, and the waters parted back, brethren, and it caused the east wind the blow all night and dried up the way, brethren, that can pass a dry shot on the other side. Brother Jerry, I want you to know today, if you want to walk in the way of the Lord this morning, you're going to have to be obedient. Moses was a meek. Moses was a meek man. His fellow brethren. And God wants you to be mean. He wants you to be a humble man. He wants you to bow before him with all thine heart and with all thy soul and mind and strength, and beg for the mercies of God. This is not a man that you're looking at. This is God Almighty, who hung the heavens, who set the earth upon nothing. Brethren, and the stars of heaven was the handiwork of Him. This is the man that we're bowing before, brethren. He's a God of gods, and He's a Lord of lords this morning. And He declares the beginning unto the end. Who is man that Thou be mindful of? The Son of Man whom Thou visitest, brethren. Who are you that God would be mindful of? I'm glad, brethren, He was mindful of me when I was down without Him, when I was lost, brethren. I had nowhere to go, Brother Jerry. I'm glad, brother, He picked my feet out of that mire and the clay. And I'm going to tell you something else He done for me. He put in my heart, brother, a song of praise. He gave me a little white stone in there, and in that stone a new name that no man knows save He the receiving. Do you know that you know this morning? I was the one was there, brethren. I don't know about you this morning. I believe you've been saved. I believe you've been saved this morning. But I only know my own heart, brethren. Brethren, this morning, God said, my spirit will bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. And then if you're worried, God is able to save you this morning. You go to the little book, brethren, and begin to read. This God that's able to call the Red Sea to pass and stand upon His two great walls. And the one writer said that He congealed the waters, which means to freeze, to stand still until they passed over dry shod. But when the enemy assailed to pass over, brethren, the waters came in and they was no more. That's what's going to happen to this world. I declare the same world that was destroyed by water. Brethren, is reserved unto fire until against the day of judgment, brethren, whom the righteous judge is going to judge every man according as his works shall be. What kind of works do you have this morning? Are you a righteous tree this morning? Are you a corrupt tree? Ain't you used to try to deceive men? Ain't you used to try to tell me something, Brother Lon, that you're not? Because God is a heart searcher and He's a rain trier. The children of men declare the beginning unto the end. And God knows the hidden things of your heart. Brethren, His spirit is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the joint and the marrow. And it is a discerner of the spirit today and of the very thoughts that you have in your mind. God, brethren, I know your thoughts are far off. Oh, God, let my thoughts be pure. Oh, God, let me walk in the light of the path of the righteous. Let my last end be as theirs, brethren. Let me speak the words that God has bidden us to speak. He said, let your conversation be yea, and not nay, nor. Let them be seasoned with grace this morning. Let them be a witness for Him. And let your light shine this morning, and all could see that there's reality in serving the Lord, brethren. Let them be known unto all men. Brethren, today God is looking on this morning. What kind of a light are you shining? I don't want to rob the brethren. I want you to have plenty of time, brethren. No, brethren. I believe when the children of Israel, they crossed the Red Sea and got on the other side, and the waters come in, they begin to give God the praise. The Bible said that they begin to sing. They begin to sing the song of Moses. Brethren, the day and of the Lamb. They begin to sing the song of God. Brethren, and Moses, no doubt, brethren, they cried and glorified our hither Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. But brethren, today... As they went through the wilderness, there was many thousands of them, brethren, that went through there, and they was no water, and they began to murmur and cry, "You brung us up out of the land of Egypt, to drown, to die here. We had burial places down in Egypt. Why have you brung us up here to die?" Brethren, I'm going to tell you the day God can see further than you can see. God already knows what He's going to do. He's already got the plan made out. Brethren, and Moses went to God and said, "God, why the people's a murmuring? They have no water, God, and this vast place. God, what are we going to do?" Man always wrings his hands, but God already knows the remedy, brethren. God told Moses, total Moses and Aaron, to go down to the rock, brethren, listen and speak to the rock, and the water will come out. Listen, brethren, today, and they gathered there, and they begin, then they come together, and there was a rock, a great rock there, brethren, and Moses smote the rock, and you know Moses got in trouble over that, brethren, and said he didn't sanctify the Lord there, not the day. All he had to done was spoke, and it had been done, brethren. Brethren, sometimes we do more up on our own, and we thank God it's the Lord's will, but it's not always the Lord's will, brethren. You work when God works, and don't take things upon yourself, but they are out of that. Yet God heeded to Moses, brethren, and out of that rock came forth water, and there was a river of water come out of there, and they watered their cattle and the people, and they was all satisfied. And the Bible said, and they drank of that rock, and that rock was Christ, brother.
There you go, brother.
They drank of that rock. They say Christ wasn't until the grace covenant. Well, you better go back and read your Bible. For they drank of that rock, and that rock was Christ, brother. And they was baptized in the river, brother, and in the clouds, brother. I declare today, God, I still want you to be baptized of the fire and the Holy Ghost. And then He wants you to go down to the river and show forth the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what God bids us to do. Whatsoever He bids you to do, you do that, and you'll be satisfied. And if you don't know Him here today, I want you to know something, that He still loves you, and He wants you to come to Him with that broken heart, crying to Him, and He'll pick you up out of the place that you're in, which is a sinful state, brother, and bring and give you life, and life will always be in your heart, because God is not an Indian giver. God don't give you eternal life and then take it away. He gives you eternal life. And the Bible said, and they shall never perish. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They are going to abide forever and forever and forever, brethren. You're going to live with Him forever and forever. And this is just a little short span of maybe 100 years. Can you imagine living 100 years? Well, can your mind comprehend eternity?
Can't do that.
We're going to live eternity. As the ages roll on, you know what? There ain't going to be no ages there, because God is going to take time, and there's going to be no more time. He created time, and the morning and the evening was the first day. And when He comes to the end of time, He's going to put a stop to all time, and the sun and the moon and all these things is going to cease, brethren. But in that day, brethren, we're all going to need the light of the sun or the moon. For God in the Lamb is the light thereof. And in that city on the other side, friend... We got a new and a living place to go to. We got a place called heaven, friend, for those that overcome. That overcome, he said, I'll make you a pillar in the temple of my God. Where is his temple at? His temple was seen in heaven, brethren. I declare today, and them lively stones is built up into a perfect house in Jesus Christ, brethren. We're lively stones. And he said, the stone would cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber, would answer it. I can hear the cry of the Lord sometime. Yeah, Lord. And the children of God, brethren, and the hearts of the children of God will answer that cry, and they'll say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Please, if you don't know him today, time's running out on you here below. Time's running out. What will you do if Jesus comes today? What will you say, as Brother Terry said? Will you have to say amen to your own condemnation? For your sins have separated you from your God. And the only way you can come back to God is by believing upon the finished works of Jesus Christ. By believing in the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. By taking heed unto that light that shines in a dark place. Until the day dawns and the day a star rises in your heart. Who is the day star? Brethren, he's the one that sprung from on high, had visited us and brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sins. That's what he said. I didn't write it. They some tell me you ain't got no knowledge. You ain't got no knowledge because you ain't never had nothing done for you. Brother, I declare today is too great a thing to happen to a man to not know nothing about it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of the way. In the flesh, when I'm home in the body, I have many doubts. When I'm in the spirit, there is no doubts in the spirit. You show me a man of doubts in the spirit and I'll show you a man's a lying. Because the Bible is very plain. God gives you not the spirit of fear, brethren, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He don't give you a double-minded man. He's unstable in all his way, brother. He's unstable. Why? Because God sets that spirit in you, and when he lifts that spirit up, it's a perfect spirit. It's a spirit that God sent back called the Holy Ghost. And it's a comforter for us. And it's a reassurer for us that it is a keeper, and it is though, then we can trust in it, brother. And when we're down in the valley and we're so worried we think we can't move another mile, he'd have come along and said, "Where I'm here." He'd have comfort you and he'd have hold you close and say, "Everything is all right in the Lord." Trust in it, believe in it, and go to heaven with us someday. I must come to a close here. Come on, brother. I want this time, brother, to have time.
Well, Jerry Mann from Rock Fork, we're glad he's here.